Now, there's a fascinating archive project ongoing in RTE at the moment to digitise some of the oldest sound recordings we have. These are held on 78 records, and many of them are of real interest to us here on Seascapes. The recordings were made by 2RN on a mobile recording unit, quite a big machine which was hooked up in the field to the battery of the car, and then they recorded voices by cutting a new record there and then. Over the next while, I'll bring you a few of those recordings, but this evening we have a short piece from a programme called Nine Counties. For that, journalists Sean McRaymon and Pronchis O'Colloon travelled through Ulster and spoke to people they met along the way. In this recording from October 1952, Captain Hughes of Enniskillen, the commodore of the yacht club there, gives a description of sailing, or yachting as he called it, from those times on Loch Earn.
Most people seem to think yachting is a rich man's sport, so they spend their weekends in their car driving 50 miles, going nowhere in particular, and using up about a pound's worth of petrol, tyres and engine. I hope in Enniskillen we're going to show that it should and can be everybody's sport. Loch Earn is probably the finest stretch of water for small yacht racing in the British Isles, and the Loch Earn Yacht Club was operating from Crum Castle before the Royal Yacht Squadron was founded in 1817, and that's 135 years ago. In these days, they sail big and therefore expensive cutters about 50 foot long. The next increase in interest came in 1906, nearly 100 years later, when the Enniskillen Yacht Club started racing their 23-foot ferries on the Lower Lake. Racing flourished between the two wars, but after the last one, although there were about a dozen racing boats of one class or another on the lake shore, only about four owners were left who felt young enough to enjoy racing. And in 1946, the sight of a sail on Loch Earn was a rare event. The few remaining ferry owners moved down to Ely Island on the Lower Lake, and the Loch Earn Yacht Club was restarted, and with new members, eight of the 50-year-old ferries can be seen racing each weekend. Meanwhile, the Commodore of the Enniskillen Yacht Club realised that without the enthusiasm of the younger generation, yachting would die, and so he presented 6 10-foot cadet dinghies to his club, and these can be sailed by club members for a very small annual membership and a daily charge of only about sixpence. These small boats with their coloured hulls and contrasting coloured sails can be seen most evenings racing down the river around Enniskillen. To make sailing even cheaper and cover a wider field, a local factory meant to be producing nylon stockings started building 12-foot dinghies to their own design, and this summer will have added a further 8 rainbow sails to the local scene. These boats are actually being built in about 60 hours by an amateur for only about £20 with sails, little more than today's price of a bicycle. Next year, the Loch Earn Yacht Club hopes to start a new class of 16-footers as a stepping stone between the children's cadets and father's ferry. And by 1954, the combined fleets of Loch Earn should have increased from the 4 in 1946 to about 30. There's room for hundreds more, and I, for one, will not be content until the children of Enniskillen all know how to sail before they are old enough to go to the matinee on a Saturday afternoon, and then I hope they won't want to go.
Captain Hughes of Enniskillen from that RTE recording going back to 1952.